Texture resampling with speed changes, intermediate level. We're doing drum and bass sound design in Ableton Live, and the goal today is simple. Take ordinary audio and turn it into evolving, gritty textures that feel fast, alive, and intentional. Stuff you can actually use as beds behind the drop, as risers into transitions, and as fills that scream movement without stepping on your drums and bass. By the end, you'll have your own little texture pack, an 8 to 16 bar evolving mid to high loop, a speed ramp transition, a darker atmospheric bay, and a quick arrangement idea for placing them in a rolling DNB drop. Before we touch any devices, here's the mindset. Resampling is your commit and evolve engine. You design a moment, you print it, you mess with the print, you print again. Each generation bakes in character and makes the sound easier to place and edit. And speed changes are the secret sauce, because they create motion without you needing to add more notes, more drums, or more synth layers. All right. Step 1. Pick a source that resamples well. You can use a 16-bar drum loop, like a break or your ghost hat bus. You can use a Reese or bass resample, ideally before you've done super heavy sub-processing. You can use a Foley hit, like metal or vinyl crackle or city noise, or even a vocal one-shot. A single word is enough. Teacher tip: busy material wins here. The more detail in the source, the more interesting the artifacts become once you warp, crush, smear, and repitch. Next, we set up a clean resampling lane so you can print fast without chaos. Create a new audio track and name it Resample Print. Set Audino from to resampling. Set monitor to off to avoid feedback loops, and only arm it when you're actually recording. On your master, keep headroom. Aim for around minus 6 dB peak. Textures distort beautifully later, but you want to choose when they distort, not accidentally clip your entire chain. Now, we build the texture maker bus. This is where the vibe gets created, and we'll keep it all stock Ableton. You can do this as a return track or a group bus. Name it Texture Bus. First in the chain, auto filter, high pass, 12 dB slope. Set the frequency somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. We are getting low end out early on purpose. Think of this as protecting your sub and keeping your texture living mostly in the mid and high space. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB, for grit. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then trim the output so the level stays sensible. Now, grain delay. This is one of the classic DNB texture generators. Keep it subtle. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. Set the frequency in the 2 to 6K range, so the grain action lives up top. Try pitch at minus 12, then try plus 7. Add random pitch around 0.15 to 0.35, spray around 8 to 20, feedback 5 to 18%. Important: if grain delay goes too wet, it stops being a supportive layer and turns into a special effect that takes over. We want energy and fabric, not look at me. After that, redux. Downsample around 2.5 to 8, bit reduction around 10 to 14. Dry slash wet 10 to 30%. Again, we're seasoning, not drowning. Then reverb. Size 60 to 90, decay 2.5 to 6 seconds. Low cut 300 to 600 Hz. High cut 6 to 10 kHz. Keep dry slash wet around 8 to 18%. You want depth and tail, but you don't want to wash out the rhythmic feeling. Finally, glue compressor. Attack 3ms, release auto ratio 2 to 1, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is gentle glue so the bus prints as a stable texture instead of a spiky mess. Now, quick pre-flight check before you record anything. Put a utility at the end of texture bus, and keep the signal peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Levels tend to creep up once you start warping and reprinting. And if you're hearing little hiss explosions when you combine warp artifacts and redux, put a limiter on temporarily while you perform. Think of it as a safety rail. You can remove it later for the final print once your levels are controlled. Cool. Now route your chosen source into the texture bus, either with a send or by grouping and routing through it. And now we print a long take, loop 16 to 32 bars of a drop or drum section. Arm resample print and record a pass while you perform changes. Slowly move the auto filter cutoff. Increase grain delay spray in the last 4 bars. Push saturator dry for a moment on transitions. Toggle redux on and off for a little bit crush bursts. This is important. Don't just set and forget. Perform it like an instrument. We're trying to capture an evolving moment. When you're done, rename your take with useful info, like texture 174 drums take 1. Future, you will love you for this. Now we get to the headline. Speed changes. We'll do 3 methods. And yes, they all sound different. That's the point. Method 1. clip speed via warp and seg BPM. This is the fast, musical, controlled approach. Double-click your printed clip. Turn warp on. Now choose warp mode based on the artifact you want, not just the source. If you want percussive flutter and a more rhythmic feel, use beats. Try preserve at 1/16th or 1/8th, and adjust transients around 50 to 75. If you want a full spectrum bed that stays kind of coherent, use Complex Pro. Keep formance low, like 0 to 20, and envelope around 80 to 120. If you want grainy shimmer, airy smear, or that noisy fabric thing, use texture. Grain size around 80 to 200, flux around 10 to 30. And yes, texture mode can be amazing even on drums if you want shimmer instead of punch. Now the key control here is seg BPM. Think of it like telling live what tempo the clip belongs to. If you set seg BPM higher than the project tempo, you get more stretching, more smear, more slow motion feel. If you set it lower, the clip tightens up and feels faster and more urgent. DNB use case. Speeding up a break bass texture makes it feel nervous and energetic behind a two-step pattern. It fills the gaps and adds motion without adding more drum hits. Method 2. Repitch speed changes using Simpler for that authentic jungle tape vibe. Drag the printed audio into Simpler on a MIDI track. In Simpler, use classic mode. Turn warp off. That's crucial. Now when you change pitch, you change speed too. It's repitch behavior, like a record or tape. You can automate transpose for quick dives and rises, or just play different MIDI notes to audition different pitch speed combinations. Add Simpler's filter, high pass, 24 dB slope, around 200 to 400 Hz. Keep the low end out, optional but spicy, a subtle pitch envelope, amount minus 6 to minus 12, decay 200 to 600 milliseconds. That gives each hit a little bend, which can make the texture feel like it's pulling forward. DNB use case here, tape stop-ish dips at the end of phrases, or pitched up frenzy fills that make the last bar feel like it's accelerating into the next section. Method 3. Warp marker ramps inside arrangement. This is your bend time transition tool. Keep your audio as a warped clip in arrangement. Add warp markers at key points. Start of bar 1, start of bar 9, end of bar 16. Now, in the last 1 to 2 bars, compress time by dragging the last warp marker earlier. That creates a speed up ramp. More events per second, more urgency. Or drag it later for a slowdown smear. Teacher note, after big warp marker moves or hard cuts, do micro fades. Highlight the clip and use Create Fade, Control or Command plus Alt plus F. Clicks are the kind of tiny problem that becomes huge once you stack layers. To add extra motion, put a frequency shifter after the clip. Find around 10 to 40 Hz, a little drive, and choose Ring Mode for Metallic Haze, or Freak Shift Mode for a more controlled move. Then automate fine slightly during the ramp. It adds that industrial electricity feeling without needing more reverb or more volume. Alright, at this point you've got a moving texture. Now we do a pro workflow step. Resample again. Second generation print. Why do this? Because it bakes in the warp artifacts and FX into a single stable audio file. It becomes easy to cut, reverse, fade, and place. And it helps your texture sound consistent across the arrangement. Route your speed change track back through the texture bus if you want a unified tone, or straight to the master if it's already perfect. Record to resample print again. Then consolidate a clean 8 or 16 bar region. Command or Control J. Now we make it usable in a rolling DNB arrangement. First placement, under the drop, for movement without clutter. Set the texture around minus 18 to minus 12 dB relative to your drums. Sidechain it to the kick and snare. Use compressor with sidechain on. Ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, and aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. You want it to breathe with the groove. Second placement, an 8-bar phrase lifter. Every 8 bars, automate a little more filter cutoff. Maybe bring reverb dry slash wet up by 2 to 5%, and hit redux a bit harder right before a fill. The trick is dynamics. Texture shouldn't be constant intensity. It should behave like a drummer, with breath and emphasis. Third placement, transition tool. Reverse a printed texture tail. Add echo, time set to 1/8 or 1/16th, feedback 20 to 40%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. Print that, and place it right before the drop. Now a few common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Leaving low end in textures. Anything below about 200 Hz fights your sub and your Reese. High pass early and don't be afraid to go higher, like 250 to 400, especially in busy drops. Number 2. Overwarping drums with complex. It smears transients. Use beats for percussive textures if you want rhythmic definition. Number 3. Too much grain delay wet. It becomes a gimmick instead of a layer. Number 4. No gain staging. Resampling chains clip fast, so trim with utility, device outputs, and keep that headroom. And number 5. Not consolidating. If your audio is messy, your arrangement will be messy. Clean assets equal fast writing. Let's add a couple darker, heavier D&B tips. Make textures mid only. Use utility bass mono if needed, and cut lows below 250 to 400. Darkness comes from tone and controlled saturation, not submod. If you want sinister pitched character without turning your texture into a lead, try resonators quietly. Pick a note like F or G, dry slash wet 5 to 15%. It gives eerie without screaming melody. A fun one. The metal fog trick. Frequency shifter in ring mode, into saturator, into a short reverb like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Very low level. It creates industrial haze that sits behind drums like atmosphere with teeth. And another pro move. Print at different speeds. Make three versions. Normal, pitched up plus 5 to plus 12 semitones, and pitched down minus 3 to minus 7. Swap them across phrases so the track evolves without you adding new instruments. Now here's your mini practice exercise, 15 to 25 minutes. Pick a 16-bar drum section with hats and ghosts. Send it to Texture Bus, and print a 32-bar performance while you ride a few parameters. Then make three speed variants. Variant 1. Warp in beats mode, adjust SIG BPM until it feels tighter and faster. Variant 2. Simpler repitch version pitched up plus 7 semitones. Variant 3. A time ramp in the last two bars using warp markers. Print each one to audio and consolidate to 8 bars. Then arrange them like a Riedel D&B drop. Variant 1 goes under the drop, sidechained. Variant 2 becomes a 1-bar fill at bar 8. Variant 3 becomes a pre-drop riser into bar 16. Your goal is that it feels like a finished track move, not a sound design demo. Keep your kick, snare, and bass running quietly while you design and constantly the slash B. Solo will lie to you. The texture should speak mostly in the gaps and offbeats. Before we wrap, one more advanced idea you can try if you want extra width without cheesy chorus. Duplicate your texture into two tracks. Track A uses beats warp for tightness. Track B uses texture warp for wash. This audio version is shortened for playback.